think people are going to have to set up an Indian sale or something.
I think people will do the Zen or we should.
Jason.
What we do the Zen or we do it?
Whether we could ever do a Zemo again.
Should we invite Dobie?
Maybe we should invite Dobie. I can give him regards from his brother, like everybody else's. Can I give you regards from your brother? Regards from your brother. I'm trying to see if there's anybody else who I forgot. Anyways, I met a lot of brothers. They're very nice. Okay, let's begin. Yeah. Speak about Purim? First of all, everybody was invited to my house on Purim. We can certainly speak about Purim then. I think the time we said we would be about 11. So on the day of Purim, everybody's invited. We, you know, be happy to see everybody. That would be 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, I think approximately. Sunday we're going to have a regular shiur, for sure, because we need to move on. And Sunday we're already going to start the Eretz Yisrael topic. Again, we're going to move quickly because we spent a lot of time, those of you who were here last year, we spent a lot of time on it last year. So I apologize to the people who are here this year. But we're just going to touch on a few things. I gave you some makoros already for Otzitz and Naku, which we didn't speak about last year. And we'll speak after that a little bit about, we have to speak about Surya, the issues in the Gemara. I'll give you some more Marmakomos maybe on Sunday, but Surya a little bit, and a little Tumas Eretamim maybe, but Kibush Yachid, which we did speak about last year, but we'll speak a little bit about some aspects of it this year too quickly. But we want to move quickly to the next bigger topic is Chesun Beis, a nice topic about Pagin and Dibure. And then after that, we'll do Tess and Yud, but we want to get back to our Meir and Rabbi Lazar and some of the Gittin issues as well. So, regular shiur Sunday. I think Monday is a tainus, obviously. So, when do they have mincha on Monday? Do we know?
1:30?
Earlier? 1 o'clock? So, why don't we make 11:30? Let's make Monday morning at 11:30. In terms of speaking about Purim, I'm actually going to be here for Shabbos. Maybe over Shabbos. I think I was supposed to speak. They're having panels, something of that sort. So I think after the panels, I'm supposed to speak for a short time. Maybe I'll speak about Purim then. So I'll speak about Purim then, for whoever's there. And if we get a chance, we'll try to speak about it another time. What? I think so, yeah, because we're just a little behind, so we want to keep moving. Okay. As for today, we finished discussing Sirtut. There's certainly more to talk about, but for our purposes, we at least touched on the basic perspectives and some of the important issues to pursue. So let's continue now with the next part of the Gemara. Rafi, you want to read for us? Okay, let's just do these little topics today, and then we'll start with the Eretz Yisrael issues on Sunday. Go ahead. Let's just go straight for a second. We'll talk for a minute about some of these things that come up. Man Leimeland Rabbi Yasar Bar Samcha. Right? V'od ha'yu d'shalach lei Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, we did it already. Okay, go ahead. Just read through quickly, even though we did the Hein ki b'batsum v'yitnu Hayelad Bizona Vayalda. So what does that mean, by the way, that pasuk? Vayitnu Hayelad Bizona Vayalda Machru Bayayin Vayishtu. This is Rashi says that it's a reference to what? those people go off to Kollel, right? And they abandon their families.
Yeah.
So it's a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Meiri, actually, in the middle of his discussion of Sirtut, right in the middle of the Sirtut, he says, he quotes the other Deos, he quotes this view, which is the view of almost all the Rishonim, and then he just adds, he says, no, I don't think that's what it means at all. He says, I think it's actually meant as a positive statement. So, just want to get the other what?
In the pasuk itself, it's clearly a negative statement.
It's clearly?
A negative statement.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's just interesting that the Meiri says that, but that's what he mentions. He says, "Mikomakom lefi daiti derech shevach nemra." Umasha reisi based on the Gemara there, b'sheni shal eruvin rav ada bar masna kiyazil lebeirav amar lebibisu yinuki my abed lehu amar lehu haika kurmi ba'agama. So that's he's quoting the Gemara here in Eruvin, Chabesomidal. Just interesting. Meiri had a different view of whether or not this was a good thing or a bad thing. Two perspectives. Elu ve'elu. Okay, go ahead. No, I mean, abandonment is not a good thing. But questions, I guess, whether you view it as a function of the Mesiris Nefesh, and therefore no one views it as abandonment, or it's one at the expense of that. It's a very important issue, a Shkafa issue. So there's something to talk about here. Let's continue. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, that we discussed. The Masih Tano. Yeah. The Gemara lo shmila. Because this is, of course, a very interesting idea, right? I mean, if his flaw, if his deficiency was in logic, then you would say he's not a bar samcha. But if he just didn't happen to have that particular Masorah, he didn't know the facts, the information, that would be a different matter entirely. So again, a lot of the Achronim say that's, of course, before, you know, that's in the olden days, you know, in the time of, you know, Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yeh Torah Shai Lekosva. But, you know, but once it's in, you know, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Tosefta, the Yerushalmi, etc. So, you know, then he would be a Bar Samcha, he wouldn't be a Bar Samcha if he didn't know that either. So, something to consider.
On the other hand, Shlomo Kluger says that the Oker Hart and the Oker Ham Sinai debate is flipped now that we have it all written down.
Yeah, and not only Shlomo Kluger, I mean, Rishonim said that way before Shlomo Kluger. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. But that's a different point. So those two are not in conflict with one another. So actually, this past Shabbos, we were in Machon Grus, and the theme of the Shabbos was, everybody was talking about Tinyanei Talmud Torah. So Rav Schechter spoke and gave a shiur, so he quoted the Bala Tanya. It was just interesting the way he said it. He quoted the view, the Bala Tanya has, you know, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he has like, you know, a reformulation of many issues and many, many chidushim in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's known. So he said that, you know, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains that, you know, all you really have to know, you know, is like, you don't have to know all these pilpulim, as Rosh Hashanah said. You just have to know, you know, like the basic things, you know, Mishnayos, Gemara, Babli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Tur, Beis Yosef, Bach. But once you know that, you know, then the rest of it is just, you know, icing on the cake. So I guess that's in keeping with the way the Achronim read this Gemara, that, you know, if it's there and you don't know it, like, that's the basic information and knowledge. So you should know that. Okay. Well, inspiring. It's a high bar, but one to strive towards. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, this is of course very fascinating. The some of the Rishonim say here, not here. So I think the Likud Rishonim has it for quotes from one of the Tshuvas that you see from here that the Rabbanu Shalom is, it's not a coincidence that he happened to be learning the sugya at the same time as everybody else was learning it. Okay. Meaning he, you know, he coordinates his Talmud Torah with ours. That's interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Mike Amar. Amalei. So this, so his response to that was Chas v'shalom, alei Chas v'shalom. Now here, alei v'shalom, alei Kim Chaim means something different than it normally means, right? Here it means they're both right, meaning they're not mutually exclusive in any way. Both of these things happened, right? As opposed to the normal way, like in the Gemara in Erevin, we speak about Eilvei L'Divrei L'Kim Chaim, where we're talking about whether this is really a machlokas, not about, and you don't have the option of saying, well, both are right, both things happened, but, you know, both, there's element of truth to both positions. So this is just a little bit of a different application. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Zvuv mi susa. Yeah. Ikadamri. Okay. So that's the issue of Pshuta. Okay. Amrav Chizda. Allah Baila. Okay. So that's quite a big statement. Amrav Yehuda. Okay, what's the Gilei Arayos here? So Rashi says, "Kashemigei Azman." Right. So again, some people note that you know, this may relate to the bigger question which we talked about on that base on the base, right? Is Nida considered to be Gilei Arayos or not? Normally, Gilei Arayos relates to other, you know, Isurei Bia. Right, we had that comment of Tosis on Beis on Beis in the context of Eidech Adam and Bisurin, and we mentioned then that this is like a huge, massive topic. The Tosis in the beginning of Yevamos, and there's a famous Tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, in which he discusses, again, the Tosis and the Sefer Yashar discuss the impact of this on Yibum, and Rabbeinu Tam there tries to bring a raya that there's no Nida's not Arayos based on the principle of Yaharig Vayavar. There's no Yaharig Vayavar Benida. I think I mentioned already then that the Ritva actually in Psachim, Daf Chafei, in the Sugav Akomus Rap in Chutz Miatze Ashera, says there is Yaharig Vayavar in Yisar Nida. Yisar Nida, Nida is like an interesting in between situation. There's Kares, but there is Tfisas Kedushin. Maybe it's a Mice of Arayos, but there's no Gavra Erva. So, it's an interesting application that that's what Rashi thinks it means here, that Gilei Arayos here is a reference to Nida. Okay. Either way, go ahead. Amar Rabba Babar Chana. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Before we get to that. So this idea of Olam Al Yatil Adam Ema Yisera Al Beso, the Pashtus, it's a general reference to the way that he's supposed to relate to people, and specifically to family. However, the problem is that there are other sugyas in which there seem to be some value to Ema Yisera. Right? Sometimes striking a posture of, Ema, I wouldn't say not intimidation, hopefully, but at least Ema, is beneficial. Right? We find this in the context of Chinuch, for sure, right? Zrok Maral Talmidim. We also find it in other contexts, even in family life, the Gemara in Mishnah and the Gemara in Shabbos, the 13th Perek, right, Korea Bechamoso, and Korea Lahatil Ema Bebeso, right, might even be considered tikkun rather than kilkul, right, because it has a positive benefit in terms of discipline, in terms of, imposing a certain order. So obviously in the context of chinuch, you might say that that's something very specific. Number one, about Yiras Talmud Chacham, Mora Rabcha Kemora Shemayim, number one, and number two, that in the process of Talmud Torah itself, right, there is a concept of Yira. There's a concept of Milsa de Bedichusa as well, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. But by and large, right, there should also, the two don't have to be, Tarta de Sasri, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. But there's also a concept of Yira. The whole reason that Balkari is also B'divrei Torah, right, is because of this idea of Yira and the reenactment in a way of Har Sinai, which is why the psukim that are quoted in the Gemara Brachos regarding Balkari. So both the specific process of Talmud Torah itself, Kabbalah HaTorah, Talmud Torah, the Kolos of Rakim, of that original Kabbalah HaTorah, as well as the relationship of Rebbe and Talmud and Mor Rabcha Kemar Shamayim, builds in a certain element of Ema. Family life, so that's a little bit trickier, but I said we do have that also again Shabbos. And there too, you know, obviously relationship Vishinantam Levanecha, Talmidim and Banim, there's a certain relationship, parallel relationship there as well. And there is room for Ema. Question is, how does that fit with the Gemara here about Al Yatil Adam Ema Yaseira? So firstly, I think one could just make the distinction between Ema and Ema Yaseira, right? A certain healthy measure or dose of Ema is proper. Again, people should relate to parents in a respectful way, and this is a concept, of course, of Kavod and Yira there as well, if that's what we're talking about. But, you know, Ema Yaseira, intimidation, or even if it isn't intimidation, but the Ema is to such an extent that it creates a lack of approachability, obviously that's counterproductive. Not only counterproductive to the relationship, it's also calls into question the motivation of, you know, instilling that kind of level of Ema Yaseira, and whether it isn't self-serving as opposed to being educational and facilitating. So I think that's one issue. If you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, anybody have that language? Where was it again? Eric? Base Yitzayin. Yeah, anybody have it open? Oh, yeah, it's earlier. Base. I do have it open. Start with Frankel. One second. No, the Yud Zayin is the Ishus one, right? So the Rambam also records the idea of... Second. Right. The Rambam here is speaking about the, you know, the Derech HaMelech, right, the golden mean. Yesh Deos She'asul Allah Deminogam Bebeinonis, Eli Yisrachek, Min HaKatzeh HaKad Al HaKatzeh HaKer, Gova Lev, right, haughtiness, I guess, good way to describe it. Ein derech tov v'shi adam adav belgad, eli shafel ruach, teirucha nemucha lema'od, lefikach nemer Moshe Rabbeinu, anav ma'od, right, lefikach tzivu chachamim ma'od ma'od eva v'bal ruach, odom l'shakala magbia libo, kafar be'ikar, right, and so on. V'chein akas mida rahi ad lema'od, v'roi adam shisrachak mimenu, ad akatzea acher, v'yilam ed atzim l'shalayachas apilo, dav v'shoroi l'chos alav, v'imratza lahatil ema albana v'ubnei beso o ala tzibor imaya parnes, which is also, again, the parnes ala tzibor can't be everybody's friend, right? He has to be an authority figure. So it's important, again, for this to be this extended respect to him. So imratza b'ratza licha salem k'dei sh'yachsru l'mutav yira atzma b'fneem shu koes k'dei li'atzrom v'tiyadaitim yusheves b'ino levein atzmo k'adam shu medame koes b'shas kaso v'u'ayna koes. So basically the Rambam says, you know, you have to be a good actor in this respect, meaning, you know, you sometimes have to project anger, but, you know, your anger really shouldn't define, you know, who you are. So if you just look at the Rambam there, you would think that, you know, Ema Yaseira can be a good thing. In Hilchos Ishus, everybody have the Hilchos Ishus open? The Rambam, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I have the Rambam, but I was just going to say, one of the ways, I think, simple folk between the Sigyos is children versus an Isha.
Yeah, so that's what I want to get to. Okay. Just, you have it open?
Yeah, you're referring to the text of the Yates?
We start actually in Yud Halakha Yud Zayin, a couple of halakhas earlier, just to get the context.
Yeah, that I don't know.
I do.
That's a kind of.
Where is it again?
Tesvav.
Yeah, Tesvav Yud Zayin, I said. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's Yud Zayin. What is the whole parak about? Did you?
I only have the attempt.
Yeah, but what's the paracom?
Oh, no,
I mean, you have to see what paracom is.
No, it's true. Right. Would I be able to extrapolate backwards from the test, or, like, proper demeanor?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
So then...
Ha'isha Shehir Shaz Baal Acharnis. It's about the interrelationship of husband
okay.
and wife. But in the most, the truth is, I think this is important, in the most personal aspect of their marriage, right? Ha'isha Shehir Shaz Baal Acharni sometimes halachal. Shimana onasa reza mutter, right? This is about Piri Varibya, Misha Chashko Navsha Batora, Vishagaben Kibanazai, Vinidubek Bakoyama, Vilanasa Isha. This is about the most intimate part of the husband wife relationship. Okay. And then, after discussing a lot of the details of that, Piri Varibya, Ona, etc., so it gets into more technical expression, but we shouldn't forget. Of that interrelationship, so then you get to halacha yudzayin. Correct. Okay, good. That's exactly what I wanted. Halacha yudzayin. So v'chova al kol ish liknos liishto, likanos rather liishto. So this is a.
They read liknos.
What? They read liknos. Yeah, liknos liishto. Arum chachamim enedam mekana liishto lmk nichas abo ruach tahara v'loy kanela biyoser midai. So this is, of course, about the actual... Okay, I assume it's up there. I'm just trying to figure out what's so humorous about it. Okay. This is, of course, about the striking a balance between, you know, again, lekanos doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean that, gratuitous or crude jealousy, but it means, you should be zealous, let's say, with respect to, not jealous, but zealous with respect to his wife, as long as it's within proportion, and that's nichnas bo ruach tahara, right? But loy kana yosa midai, because that obviously is over the top, and that has the opposite effect. That's the Gemara that we actually read, a little bit earlier, right, about the story earlier. V'loyano sosa v'yival balkorcha is part of the same halacha, then comes halacha yitches chen tzibah chachamim al isha shetiyat snua b'toch besa lo tarba b'schok b'kalus rosh b'fnei bala lo titva tasha shamita b'fia, right? How do you have this kind of intimate relationship and at the same time maintain tznius in the relationship? A very difficult balance. Lo timana mibala kadei letzaro ad sheyosif b'havasa, right? Ela nishmaso b'chalei sheyirtza v'tiyah v'tizar mikrovav ubnei beso kadei shalayava l'ruach kina v'tisrachek min hakiyur u'min adom l'kiyur. Again, these are the issues that we discussed in the very, very, very beginning of the year, daf tzadi amud aleph and tzadi amud beis, where we talked about this idea you should be mekana yoser midai, and exactly this proper balance. And then you have halacha yutes v'chein tzivu chachamim shia adam mechabed es ishto yeser migufo v'oavo kigufo. Right, which is a hard thing, again, a very high bar, very high standard, right? Mechabdo kigufo, oavo kigufo. V'meishlo mamon marbe betavasa kifi hamamon. And then in this halacha we have v'layati l'alecha eima yisera v'ya diburo ima benachas v'liya etzev v'layatsev v'lo rogez. Okay. And then, of course, we have halacha ka'af, the other side, v'chein tzivu chacham elisha shetiyah mechabedes es bala biyosa midai biyala amora betasa kol masel o piv yebineh kamosar o melech, right, mehaleches betavas libo mrachekes kol shiyisna zeo derech benos yisrael u bnei yisrael akdoshim atarim bezivugan u bedrochem elu yiye yishuvan na'e u meshuvach v'kein yehi ratzon. You have to say that part anyways. I think it's really fascinating what the Rambam really did here. Was he basically has the general halacha in Uchos Deos where he does not actually discourage, although again, he's not encouraging Ema Yisera either, but there he emphasizes the need for Ema, right, in the context. And again, if you look at Uchos Talmud Torah, I didn't give you that one, but look in Talmud Torah, Zrok Marv Talmidim, what I mentioned before, also there's a room for Ema. And in Uchos Shabbos, the Rambam talks about the, the value, the tikkun as opposed to kilkul impact of kriya, seemingly mitoch kas, which is lahatil ema. But in Hilchos Ishos, the point is, I agree with Daniil very much, that this is a special din in Baal Be'isha.
Right.
Not that there isn't such a din of Yesera with other people as well, but in addition to that, this is a particular halacha in this special balance and special interrelationship of tznius and intimacy, loyalty, and yet, you know, allowing for loyalty on the one hand and kina, you know, the good kind, mitoch tahara, at the same time. And all of this requires that the dynamic of ema is different between Baal Ve'isha than it is elsewhere. Okay, let's continue. Off you go. Right. Kihecha. Right. Okay. Good. That's, he's somebody probably could be Somechan. Right? Yeah. Go ahead. Right, this we discussed again length last year. Right, the Bali Tosis view that it's limited to Achila, the Ramban, and others who disagree. Okay, well, we're not going to discuss it this year, but the same Tosis that appears in Chulin and other places appears here in Gittin as well. Right, the distinction between Achila and other issues, and also within Achila between Isurei Chafetza and Isurei Gavra, Achila B'Yom HaKippurim, Achila Kodim Havdalah, those being Isurei Gavra. As opposed to Macholos Asuros, what the Netziv thought was Timtum Halev, or others would just say Chafetza Shel Iser, and again, we discussed it last year, so we're going to leave it for now. Go ahead. Ela Bikshu L'Achilo Davar Gadol. What is a Davar Gadol? Mayniu Ever. Okay. Okay, now comes a very, very important halacha. Again, the reason we're doing these Gemaras, aside from the fact that they're there, is actually they're very important. The next two in particular. Not for Gittin, but these are like major sources for important issues. Okay, go ahead. Shalach Lei Marukva. So what does that mean? Yeah, so Rashi says it's abusing and insulting. Well said. L'charek v'l'gadev. But in the Gemara, it's not clear at all what they were doing. Whatever it is, this person was causing him major stress and maybe more than stress, right? And the question was, what about letting the government, handing them over to the government, letting them deal with it? And this, of course, is the question of Nasira, which we've all heard so much about. Believe it or not, this one line or these two lines in Gittin is like a major, major source of authority for this halacha, which was one of the most heated and central topics in Jewish life in the diaspora of all times. It's amazing. A few lines in the Gemara Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, but this line here in Gittin is of major, major import. It sounds like a little Divrei Agada, which we could just skip over, but the riff in the end of Bava Kama.
Is it better if you kind of pick like Stucca? Is it possible to just give every letter?
Can you wait till the end of the show?
Yeah, what time is the show?
That's a good question. I'll tell you what. What?
I said I was hoping I was going to ask a good question.
Yeah, you did. You said you asked well. 12:20?
Perfect.
Okay, great. I guess that means we'll finish today, 12:20. So, B'nai Adam, Om L'Kama, B'nai Adam, L'Master, L'Malchus, Mal. I say this is a major topic, halakhically. It's like enormously important. The Rambam's psak on this issue, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Rif earlier, the Rif in Bava Kama, and Av Kuf Yud Zayin, and the Rambam in Eschov LeMazik, and the Shulchan Aruch, their psak on this topic is really based on this three lines in the Gemara here in Gittin. It's amazing. Okay, go ahead. So what happened here? We don't know what the guy did, right? Rashi says he was Mecharif of Agadev, which is not a good thing, obviously. The question is, maybe he did even worse things, right? Like, well, what worse thing might he have done, Rafi?
He didn't go to the guy himself.
Maybe he himself was Moser, other people. Right. So that's a machlokas or Rishonim, which we're going to get to in a second, between who and who? The Meiri says, even if he was Moser, that we're talking about, and the other Rishonim seem to assume that what he did here was less than the Sira. And this is a very important issue. Okay, go ahead. So let's just we'll go back to what's finished reading for a minute, and then Mau, Sirtit Vakasavlay. Yeah. Which means that you can't be Moser the guy, even though he's causing you major difficulties. Okay? Maybe even more than that. Shalachlay. Meaning, this is really intolerable. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, he's a little annoying, so I'd like to turn him over to the government. Obviously, what he was doing was making life, you know, intolerable. And, you know, to the extent that even when he received the first psak, you know, he felt that he had to elaborate on the degree of the difficulty. Go ahead. Lomatina de Akim Bahu. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know, to survive this. Right? Shalachlei. Bishosem Mizimos. Right. So what does that mean?
Just be silent and...
It'll all take care of itself. Okay, how so? Wow. Whatever that means, this is a machlokas rishonim, right? What does it mean? Does it mean tefillah or it means Talmud Torah? Either way, in other words, what he basically was saying to him, you do what you're supposed to be doing in terms of ruchnias, and the Rabbanu Shalom will take care of this problem. But either way, you shouldn't be taking the initiative handing this guy over to the malchus under any conditions. Go ahead. Hadavar Yatza. Meaning, in Ochanami, this is what happened. Okay. So the question is, what is this here? Like, what really happened here? So they say, this is a major Gemara. It's the Gemara that is the Makor for the Rambam, for the Shulchan Aruch, for the Tur, for the Rif, I mean, for everybody. That you really can't hand over somebody, even a Rasha, apparently, cannot be handed over to the government, whatever that means. Okay. Now the truth is, this idea of Moser and Masur, it does appear in other Gemaras. What makes this Gemara in Gittin so important is that it's the only Gemara that speaks about actually handing over the, you know, a Rasha. But the other Gemaras speak about what happens if somebody is Moser Mamon Chavero, and Kol Shekein if he's Moser, you know, Gufo Shel Chavero, in terms of Mazik. And the Gemara's at the end of Bava Kama, and the Rambam's in Hilchos Chovel, and most of the discussion in Hilchos Mishpat, also the very end of Hilchos Chovel, right, is the last siman in Hilchos Chovel. Siman its own in Ma'abed Mamun Shel Chavero. It's about the mazik impact. Namely, if you do this, are you liable? How much are you liable? If we're not sure how much was lost because of this, when do we say Motsim Bechavel of Arai? There's a whole, you know, Hilchos Nezikin aspect. This is the only Gemara that says that you cannot use Moser, you can't be Moser Lamalchus as a mean of, you know, punitive, it can't be part of your punitive policy. This is the Gemara that says that. That's what makes it so important. Okay. So according to Rashi, it would appear, at least, that there might still be a limit. At least this person himself wasn't a Moser. Okay. The Gemara Bava Kama Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, right, on the other hand, adds another element here, namely, Rafi? Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin, did you see?
Yeah. There's
to prevent somebody from being Moser, what can you do?
You can kill him.
Yeah. Again, this is not something that we would recommend today. But to Medina de Gemara, the Gemara says that you can... Right? The Gemara tells a story about this guy who was threatening to be Moser, and then he kept getting warned, Lo techavi, lo techavi, omalei machvina, machvina, he said, I'm going to do it. And in order to stop him, Yosef Rav Kana Kamid Rav, Shamte, Likue, Mine, and he killed him. That's reading, simple reading of the Gemara. Karu Ravi Lave, right? Panecha Ufu, Shachvu, Barosh Kochutsos, Kitso mechmar ma toze kivin shenafal b'mechmar in barachmin alav af mamon she yisrael kivin shenafal b'yado b'kachavim ein barachmin alav. So it seems from this Gemara that you can do very extreme things to prevent or to punish, we'll see in a moment, a masa. That's also very important. But this line in the Gemara of Kito Michmar, Ein Merachmin Alav, Af Mamun She Yisrael, Kimit Shunafo Biadakum, Ein Merachmin Alav, what does it come, so what does it establish? Ariel? If you just read the Gemara, this line.
The Marshall seems to be a little bit off.
Okay, in what way?
Because the money, you're not killing the money, you're killing the masa.
Okay, but the point is that you don't know.
It establishes the chumras of what it's done.
The chumrah of how terrible it is. You know, what's so bad about being moser mamono that you can kill a guy? I mean, it's only money, right? Ein merachmin alav. Right. So it's very strange halacha. You're right. It's it seems to go well beyond. For $1,000, you can to stop somebody from abusing somebody else's $1,000, or causing a thousand, you can kill somebody. That doesn't seem very right. So it seems like the Gemara that this makar is trying to suggest that there's something more going on here. Kim chenafo b'mechmar ein merachmin alav af mamun shal yisrael kim chenafo b'mechachavim ein merachmin alav. It's trying to show how severe mesira is. But as you say, the mashal and the nimshal seem a little bit, you know, a little off. Okay, that's number one. Number two is to note. Okay, so the truth is, Bali Tosas were a little bothered by this in Bava Kama, and they say, "Kivin shenafal b'yadav kachav mei merachmin alav klomar shapir mikri masur shadavar baruhu sheyikhu me'achar sheher ahu." Now they were bothered by this question. Obviously, they didn't say b'tomar v'shlomar, but they were bothered by it. So what's their answer? Ariel?
That the definition, if the marshal is that you once money is over there, once money is in,
once they know about it,
can get it, they'll be able to get it.
So it's a sheer and shame masur. What we just want to say is machvina. The guy says, I'm going to show him. They don't let them know. Don't inform them. Right. So the question is that even the way Bali Tosas learned the Gemara. The question is that even masur, right? Well, that isn't masur. Masur is if you give them the keys to the castle and you encourage them, you know, to go in and plunder. But just because you make known to them the presence of something which they might be interested in, that's masur. Maybe that's too distant. It's more, you know, grama-esque, you know, rather than being real masur. So the answer is, this is the way Tosas reads the Gemara. No, kito mechmar, meaning once they know about it, it's not safe anymore. It's open season. So that's part of the definition of shame, masur. Shapir mikri masur shadavar baru sheyukhu miakar shero. So basically, according to Tosos, that line, kivin shiyodim emarachmim alav, is just a way of extending the definition of masur. In the Gemara itself, one would have thought, it's more than that, that it's somehow a justification of why you can kill to prevent masur, and that's a little bit hard to understand, which we still have to explain. The Rajba took this one giant step further. The reason it's important to read the makar right in context is just to appreciate how other people have extended it or taken it. Okay. How did the Rajba read it? Jonathan? Who's that? That the reason the Rajba has a tshuva. Do you saw the tshuva? In which he quotes this line in Bava Kama. I told you. So in that, there he's trying to explain what? That's why it's important to see the Gemara, it's important to see the Rajba in light of the Gemara, just to see what he did with that Gemara. Which no one pointed out, as far as I know, but I think it's amazing. The one, what is it, base Resh Pei? Do you have it, Jonathan? Did you see it? What's he trying to explain there? The Chelek Beis Siman Resh Pei, not Chelek Aleph.
Imutal Reuven lekalam b'shem elanishim b'gufa b'mamon kol shei sipek biyado.
Achashen Ruven Tzarech Lehimana Machmat Skermam Lama Yekalim Velama Yanishem. I'm just reading from the Likud Rishonim. The Amrina Moit Katan, right, I mean all the Nitzinen Velatinan Machinan Vetalshinan, right, Seir Mashbinan Dechsiv Arivim Imam Vakalem Hasam Hu B'mandel Otzayis Avakol Kihai Lo. And then he adds Ula Masram Lamalchus Nami Lo. If you're talking about somebody who's a pretty bad guy, pretty incorrigible, Russia. So the question is, what are you going to do with him? What are you allowed to do with him? You know, how far can you go? You have it? It's on the board? The right one? The kol shenofel biyadam ulamasram lamalchus nami lo. Even though this guy's a pretty bad guy, right? You can't hand him over to the malchus. Why? The kol shenofel biyadam ein merachmim alav. Dichsiv katom mechmar kedisa bagozo basra. Ukud armina begarsina beperakam de gitin shalach maruk v'le rabbi lazar bnei adam home de malai ubiyadin lemasr nemalchus mau sirtet bekasav. Right, eshmer adarki mechato bilashoni kedisa hasa. So he's quoting the Gemara in Bava Kamma to explain why you can't hand over. He's basically merging the Gemara in Bava Kamma and the Gemara in Gittin. Our Gemara says you can't hand over even a really bad guy, even a Rasha Gamor, even somebody who's causing, you know, significant damage. Remember, he wrote back to him and he said, it's intolerable. Right? It must have been pretty bad. You can't hand him over. Why can't you hand him over? Because of this Ketol Mechmar. That's not what the Gemara Bava Kamma said. The Gemara Bava Kamma just said, right, if you hand over somebody's money to the government, right, we'll see what kind of government in a minute, but to the government, so then what happens? Right? You're destroying him and his property. There's a shame masur, according to Tosfos, or kipshuto shel gemar, it's an imperfect mashal, but that's why it's such a terrible thing that you did. Okay, but that is also the explanation why you can't hand over a Russia to the government? Right? That's a whole different meaning. So it seems like the Rajba, but there's a double chiddush in the Rajba. Number one, the way he's reading that Gemara Bava Kamma. What's wrong with handing something over to the government? He knows what the Gemara means, kipshuta. Kipshuta the Gemara means that's why it's rishos to hand something over to the government or to show them things. Right. He's extending it by saying that's why we won't even hand over a Russia to the government. Meaning, because he won't get his just onesh. What he'll get, it's not an onesh. You're putting him in a jeopardy, right, which is different. And here one could say one of two things. Number one, it won't be correspondent to what he really, to the onus that he should get. That's the Pashtus. That's how Rajma's reading the Gemara Bava Kamma. Because these people, they're not going to say, he's this kind of a Rasha, he should get this kind of, you're handing him over, he'll get this kind of onus. He'll get an onus which is much worse. That's the problem of Masur for a Rasha, according to the Rajba. So there's a double chiddush in the Rajba. One is the extension of what that Gemara Bava Kamma is talking about and means, but it ends up then being a limitation on the Isur Limsar Rasha. Because the only reason that you can't be Moser a Rasha is because it's unfair. What's going to happen to him is too cruel. Even though he's a Rasha, it's too severe a punishment. Okay, L'may Nafkamina. So let's say you have a guy for whom there is no punishment too severe. Is this such a person for whom there is no punishment too severe, for whom we don't really care whether he gets only his correspondent punishment, but gets more thrown at him? Danny? Yeah? A Moser himself? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Maridin v'lo Marlin, and we said here that you can kill him. So we're not going to spill any tears over the Moser, and therefore, if you have a Moser and you hand him over to the government, there shouldn't be any problem with that. So what does the Rajma think about this? David? What? How do you know? Exactly, that's the other tshuva. And some Achronim, everybody puts these Rajmas together. Meaning the other tshuva, the Rajma says that, right? Hamasur Kenachash, Hakodim Lahargo Zacha. Wow. Vahid Amina Parakama de Gittin. Our same Gemara. You see how prominent it is. Shalach Le Marukul Rablazer Bnei Adam Homdim Mubiyadi Lamasur Mamalchus. And he said he can't do it. Hanu Lo Masuro saw you. Velo you Mitzarin also Bekach El Bidvarim Abinazakin Acherim. Says the Rajba. Sheilu Masuro saw you. Mutar Haya Umitzvah. That's exactly perfect, because the problem of Masira is a problem of the fact that it's unfair punishment, and there's no unfair punishment for a Moser, right? There's no such thing. Whatever you give him is too good for him. Okay. That is the Rajba. Yeah?
Would the level of Atzarius by the non-Jews be too much? Meaning, it could be that we would kill him, but we wouldn't, you know...
Maridin v'lamalin. Apparently not according to the Rajba. I mean, that's what he starts with. One could have said it. But what does he say? Hamasur kinachash, hakodim lahar gozach. You know, he's not very sympathetic.
Rav Kahana uses a pretty gruesome method to kill his masa.
In Baba Kama.
Yeah.
He wasn't so sympathetic. So the Rajba is l'shitasa. But I say there's an opening of the Rajba in two levels. Number one, I'd say for Moser himself, because the problem is in the Onesh Haroi. And secondly, there's another possibility.
If you know he's going to get fair treatment.
If you know he'll get fair treatment, so then maybe it is a good method. And that's the other point that they quote in the name of the Rajba, which is, let's say you have a fair government, a government of laws, right? A government with a constitution, right? So would there be the chashash of, you know, Ein Merachmin Alav? Right, if there's due process and there's, you know, correspondent onesh, so the according to the mentality of the Rajba, there shouldn't be an iser of moser, or at least not to that extent, and that's what they quote in the name of the Rajba, a bunch of tshuvas of the Rajba, where the Rajba says if the people are fair and they're good, in Chela Gimel tshuvas of Rajba, and Beis Yosef quotes it, then the iser won't apply. These are both points that are l'shitaso in the Rajba. And the Rajba's total approach, and some of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch bring this down as well. That if you have a government of laws, then a fair government, then this will work. Okay. The other side of the coin is the shita of Rafi. Who's the cholik against the Rajba? Well, before we get to the cholik of the Rajba, let's just look at the Rambam for a minute. What is the Rambam shita in all this? Where's the Rambam? Max? Hilchos Chovel, right? Where is it? Hilchos Chovel? Where's the Perek? Perek Ches, Halacha, Tes, right? You have it? No, go ahead, read it. Oh, really? Okay. Wow. I'll throw you my glasses. Increase the font size. No, I'm just joking. So, Michael, go ahead.
Asu limsor Yisrael v'yad goyim bein beguvo bein b'mimono ba'afilu haya rasha u'bala beiras ba'afilu haya mietzulo mitzaro
b'chol. Where does that come from?
That...
Where's the makor for this halacha of the Rambam?
This is
our Gemara in Gittin. This little two-line agarata. It's just amazing. Right? This is a major halacha in the Rambam. And it was practiced... you can't imagine how halacha l'maisa this was in circumstances which characterized, you know, centuries and centuries of Jewish history where Jews lived in... you know, very arbitrary, you know, they lived as foreigners, you know, in frameworks that were very arbitrary governments. Afil hayim yatzo mitzaro, right, v'chol amosa yisrael b'yad goyim. Wow. Is this referring even to giving over somebody who's a Russia and Balaveros, correct? Yeah. On the other hand, keep going, halacha yud. Mutalah rog hamoser. Go ahead.
Umudul Hargo Konam Shimsor, Ella Kishamar Hareni Moser Poni Bagufo, Obunwano, Bafilo Maman Kal,
Hitra Atzmilamisa. Right? Masrimbo, Omermo, Al Timsor, where does that come from? Akamara and Babakama, Kufyud Zayin. Bim Hayes, Konam, Yamar, Loki.
Ella Amenu, Misvil Hargo, Bakola, Konam, Hargo, Saka.
Then the Ram has a Kiddush and Alaka Yud Aleph.
Asa
Moser Asher Zaman, Umasar. Umasar, he did it already.
Yurleisha Asul Hargo, Ella Imkain, Buchzap Umsor, Areze Yarak Shema Yimsor Lo Acherim.
Meaning you can't use Masira, and you can't use Hari, you can't kill him as an Onesh, you can kill him only as a means of Hatzal. This is a Yurli of the Rambam, there's no Makar for this. The Rambam is saying this Misvara. Meaning Masira is not an onesh, the misa of Masur is not onesh, it is hatzala. Even though begavra, the Rambam also thinks that a Masur is like a min, right? We discussed this again. Those who were here last year, we learned in Yanei Shechita, right? And we talked about mumbar in general. There are many Rishonim who think that a Masur, it's machlokas Rishonim, but the Masur has the status of a min, even though his maisa vera doesn't qualify him, but begavra, he's a rasha begavra like a min. And certain dinim depend on maisa vera, others depend on rasha begavra. This is consistent in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that a masur begavra is a rasha, right? And in terms of the impact that he has, it's sakanas nefashos. We'll get that in a second. That's why there's a din of hatzala. But there's no maisa vera, and therefore there's no onesh misa. That's the yearly of the Rambam. This is consistent with other things the Rambam says about Masur. Go ahead. Ma'aseh b'chol zman.
Ma'aseh b'chol zman. B'ayim Arab l'harok hamoshim shuchzeku l'msor mamon Yisrael l'msor es hamoshim b'yad hagoyim l'argam.
So what does the Rambam say also?
So he says really you can use this as a method.
The only thing that you can, the only person you can give over, you can't give a Rasha, a miyatzer es Yisrael. The only person you can give over to Masira is a masur. But then he adds another chiddush, v'chein.
V'chein kol miyatzer liyitzivor umitzaro san mutter
l'masro
l'masro v'yad goyim l'akoso l'asro l'kadso l'kol m'nei tzar
yachid. That's back to our Gemara again.
V'asro l'abed mamono shel masur v'yapo pishe mutter l'abed gufo shel mamono roi.
That's a machlokas Rishonim about the mamon of a moser. Okay. So basically, what emerges from the Rambam is again, this our halacha, our Gemara in Gittin is a major psak. The Rambam has two exceptions. One is miyatzer es harabim, even if it's not through mesira, or a moser es hayachid. In both those cases, there would be a heter mesira. Other l'shem hatzala, not l'shem onesh. Otherwise, it would be an iser gabor. Okay. So we have that, and we have the three Rajmas about, again, a just form of government, and a Moser, and this explanation to the big Kiddush, this rereading of the Gemara in Kufyud Zayin, as saying, well, Mesira is only that kind of a problem, not per se. What about the Me'iri? So we say the Me'iri is Cholek. Rafi, what does the Me'iri say?
It says that it's a terrible thing, you can't even do it to a Moser.
It's a terrible thing, you can't even do it to a Moser. That's amazing. Now, does he have any exceptions with that? So if you look in Bava Kama, right? If you look in Bava Kama, Kufyud Zayin, he too has an exception, but he doesn't exactly, he rereads or rewrites the Rambam's exception given his own reality. Sam, you saw it?
Near Bava Kama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jonathan? Rafi? Elliot? Jerry? Anybody see the Miri Bava Kama? It's an interesting Miri. No? Okay, you should look it up. The Miri Bava Kama rewrites the Rambam's Chiluk, and he says, if you have a person who is Moser Acherim, Rabim, in other words, he's Moser the Tzibor, then you're allowed, that's the only person you're allowed to be Moser. Now, the Rambam didn't say that. But the Rambam said either a Moser or a Miyatzer L'Acherim. That's what the Rambam said. The Meiri made of that, right, a Moser es Harabim. Okay? That's the degree to which the Meiri is taking a really hard line. Now, if you look at the Meiri in Bamitzia, I told you to look at that as well. Anybody look at that? I figure if you look at Baba Kama, you certainly didn't look at Bamitzia. The one in Bamitzia, Pei Gimel B'Beis, that's an interesting shock of Atari. There, the Gemara talks about somebody who is, Max, what's the Gemara talking about?
Somebody who goes to the bars and lay out candles for people that are tired and takes them if they're robbers.
He's kind of working for the government, like an undercover agent for the government, right? And he is, he's like, he's pulling these stings, you know. Maybe he's even feeding them. He could be entrapment, even. I don't know. So he's trying to figure out, you know, why are they so tired? Why are they drinking? So this is his mechanism, his undercover entrapment work, to figure out who are the ganavim. You want to get rid of the ganavim. You want to weed out the ganav, literally, the Gemara says, like, you know, taking the kotzim out of the karen, right? So, but he's working for the government. So how bad is that? He's what do they call him? A Fed? What do they call him? A Fed?
Yeah, oh yeah. A Federale, yeah.
Or the worst thing. A Federale? A Fed? What else they call him? A narc. A narc? A narc. I like that. Okay. Anyway, so this guy, you know, how like is this this is always like a gray area, you know, in general. You know, this whole entrapment, I guess entrapment is you want to see who has the who has the capacity for this, and you want to, you know, you want to identify him. It's like shame Russia Bagavra. Here it's more than that. I mean, you really want to find out who are the actual ganavim, but you know, they're not going to advertise, so you have to do this kind of a sting. So it's a great gemara in Bamitzia, Pei Gimel Amud Beis. He said, you know, he's giving advice, like what's the best way to catch a thief? To catch a thief, all right? Isn't that a catchy title? To catch a thief. But in the Shaka Vatari in Bamitzia, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, so the other Tanaim or Amoraim, they are saying, you shouldn't be doing this with the government. You know, let the Ribbono Shalom take care of the ganavim. It's not your business to be aiding and abetting, you know, to be a fed or a narc or whatever the case may be. So he said, well, we're trying to clean out the kotzim, right? So this is really a discussion in the Gemara. So that's where the Rajba, that's one of the Gemaras that the Rajba quotes in the other tshuva, and that the poskim quote when they say, well, if the government is, you know, just, and they're not arbitrary, but they're operating according to, you know, established rules and fairdom, and you know, they're not trampling on people's basic rights, so you don't have to worry about this, ein merachamim. So then it's a good thing; it's okay to work for the government too. But if you look at the Meiri on that Gemara, the Meiri only has the negative side. He says, you know, you should never be misvadeya with the rashus. You know, just stay away from those guys. Never cooperate. Never a good reason to cooperate. He only takes the negative side of the argument in that sugya. The Meiri was very strong about this Mesira thing. So what's going on? Even a Moser? I mean, he thinks obviously a Moser is a horrible person. Even he can't be handed over. Yeah?
Even there, doesn't it sounded like he never really came straight out and said, this is us or this is so. He said, avoid
meaning the Gemara.
Avoid
the Meiri?
The Meiri.
Because it's hard to say, I mean, because the Amorim.
Avoid the position of, you know, working with the Rishus, but only because you don't want to get caught in that position where you're stuck between Din Torah and Din of the government. It didn't sound so straight out that, you know, you.
Never ever.
Never ever. It just sound
like, okay, yeah, because it's hard. I think your point is right. But let me just say, but so putting it into context, if you read the Gemara, right, you don't just walk away with that, even with that impression. Meaning the Meiri had to, you're right, the Meiri was, you know, had to attenuate his remarks somewhat, because if you look at the Shaka Vatari, it sounds like there's very strong basis to cooperate. Right, we got to clean up this town, right, for all of our sakes. So, because of that, to me, what's more impressive is not that the Meiri isn't saying it's also legamri under all conditions, it's that he doesn't really bring anything positive, any positive reason ever to cooperate, which is the discussion in the Gemara, whereas it's in contrast with the other Rishonim, who are saying, yeah, if they're, you know, if the Rashus is just, then cooperation with them is a good thing. Right. So you're absolutely right. Your Hara is absolutely right. I'm just saying, given the Makaros there, it's still important. What is so terrible about cooperating with the Rashus? Yeah.
Both of you didn't seem like others. sounds like you're saying the only problem there is because the punishment.
Because what?
The punishment would not be equal. It's only coming Dina Mokuzadina, he's saying.
Because there it's fair. He doesn't say Dina Mokuzadina exactly, but. Right. That's right. I think that your points are similar, meaning. It's true, he's not as negative there, but all I'm pointing out is that the Gemara is much more positive than the Miri is. He doesn't say that if it was consistent. Well, he does think that, well, put it this way, one clue in that Miri is that he thinks that sidestepping Dinei Yisrael is part of the problem. Put it that way. I just don't know whether it's because of the justice aspect of it, or the principle itself. That's the impression that I get, is that's the principle of it itself. Meaning going outside of, you know, the system of Choshen Mishpat, that in itself is something you should avoid, even if there isn't an injustice involved. And this gets us to, I think, 2 points. Yeah, Moshe? Okay, I mean, right. So that's, but that the question is, does that negate any kind of cooperation at all? I'm saying they're right. I'm saying the Rishonim really go 2 ways on quoting that Gemara. All the Rishonim would think that you can cooperate with the government and certain circumstances quote that Gemara.
So they interpret that as remorse, though.
Right. No, so the remorse is that's an example where it wasn't. And that's where it wasn't properly correspondent. But Lu Yitzur is properly correspondent, it would be fine and good. That's what they emphasize. Or it's always a mistake getting involved because you just can't control the situation in it. So the language of the Miri here is very fascinating. Miri says, 1 second. Number one, he says, if you hold like a Rajba's reading of the Gemara and Rashi, which is, we're not talking about we're talking about just a regular Rishayim. So what was, this of course, Lashitaso, what was the Habamina that you could hand somebody over to the government just for anybody less than a Masur? Right? A regular Rasha who's making your life unbearable. Why would anybody think that you could hand him over to the government? Well, the Rajba will answer that. Right? If he's a pretty... Because handing over to the government isn't per se such a terrible thing. It's only because of the concern of a Merachman Olav. So a Merachman Olav has to be weighed against the intolerable situation of the present. The Meiri, the Shitaso, you know, can't abide that Havamina. Right. This is a formulation. Yesh Sholim, halo amasur mechalala maridin, belama micha biyado. Right? V'rav kan namichazina besof bavakama, deshamte, yesh metartzim, shekomakom tchila roi laharba zola betvila. Vein nirakein. I think that's wrong. The chol nine masoros mechuarim umiruchakim afila bederach nekama. Ela shem bicholim lechavto laharida b'shar min yakos v'chavalos osin. He's not worried that you're going to overpunish the guy, right? He just finds completely reprehensible and repugnant mesira. So what's so terrible about it? And the point is not that Oy vey, this poor guy, it's a fate worse than death. That's not what the Miri is saying. What he's saying is, what happens to him is irrelevant to us. What's most important, Jesse, is there's never an excuse, never a justification for you to be a Moser. The problem isn't the person who is Nimsar, what's going to happen to him, says the Miri. We don't care about that. We can do whatever you want to that guy. That was the problem for the Rajba. For the Rajba, the problem is the Nimsar. For the Meiri, in print, the act of Mesira and being a Moser is, under all conditions, except for Mesiras Harabim, unacceptable. Yeah.
I think there's a difference in the Meiri's. I think that's my answer to some of the Kashas are asking. Between, like Roy, like we said over here, you know, it's Mechuar and Mechakim.
Yeah. It is Asur. I mean, he's explaining based on the Gemara this way. Our Gemara is talking about a Moser,
yeah,
according to the Miri, unlike the other Rishonim. And the Psukim are telling us you're not allowed to do this. Right? I mean, whatever these Psukim say, unless you think the Psukim say they're not
Sonos. Does say that
well, he doesn't say it's Mutter. He says, don't do it. It doesn't sound like Dina Yisrael, if it's Dina Yisrael, so it's not as bad. But we'll look at it again. Do we have the? If you can get it, put it up. Anyway, let me just say two things very quickly. One is, I think this has to do with the Eila Nishpatim, Asher Tasim Lefnehem Lefnehem Velo Lefnei Akum, or Akos, in a more general way, which again, the Gemara says later on in Gittin, right, in Peches, and Rashi quotes it as Perish Al Torah, that this refers to Chilul Hashem. So the way Rashi understands it, the Chilul Hashem is some of the Farshim of the Gemara also, that Yerusham, their gods and their beliefs gain in stature when you use their court systems, and you implicitly project that their systems are unjust. But for the Ramban, it means much more than that. The Ramban says that lefnei velofnei akum, lefnei velofnei lefnei hadiotos are one and the same. Basically, the idea is that not embracing kosher mishpat is the chilul Hashem. The option of Din Torah, of Elohim Elohim, which is spurned, that's a Chilul Hashem. I think that's one aspect of it. The other element is, I think, the idea that the Rajba himself brings up, ironically. I'm not sure if this is true for the Meiri. Again, the way the Rajba reads the Gemara Bava Kama is a huge Chiddush. Eimer Achman Alav is the Mechayiv for the Isur Mesira. It isn't just a definition of Mesira or why it's Asur, but why it's Asur even to give over a Moser. Okay. So is that just that because there won't be a correspondent Onesh? That's all it means? Or the idea really is that there are no controls whatsoever. Meaning when you put yourself in a situation where there are no controls, let's go back to the first question. Ariel's on our way back. In the beginning when we talked about this, the Mashal and the Nimshal are pretty far from each other, right? The answer is, when you open yourself up to a system where Ein Merachmin Alav, it's not just that we're worried that you'll get a punishment which is not correspondent, and justice won't be served. What we're really worried about is the loss of security, a sense of security. Meaning basically, you're completely talui b'das acherim. And when somebody is on a criminal justice level, talui b'das acherim, that's already sakana. And even if it's dini mamonos, it's sakana. Meaning when it's unpredictable, then the sense of security is completely gone. Mashal l'madav v'dome, I'm not going to discuss this fully now, but I've had the chance in the past, not in the last couple of years, but speak about the concept of pidyon shvuyim. Right, the Gemara says above Basra, Dav Chesam and Aleph, about Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim is worse than anything. It's Kodim, therefore. Being a Shavuy is worse than anything. It's worse than Cherev. It's worse than Ra'av. It's worse than Misa. It's the worst thing, and therefore Pidyon Shvuyim takes precedence. Well, what's so unique about Pidyon Shvuyim? Right? And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Poskim, some of them take it very, very literally. The Rambam seems to take it literally. He quotes the Gemara Bava Basra Nafches, when it says this, so it talks about, how do you know it's worse than Cherev, and worse than Ra'av, and worse than everything else? And the Rambam, actually, when he quotes this halacha, doesn't think it says Divrei Agada, quotes it, Chos Matan Saniyim, and he adds that when you're involved in, when you take somebody as a Shavui, you actually are over these Isurim. That's an amazing thing. What does he mean by that? And there are indicators in the poskim as well that we treat pidyon shvuyim as pikuach nefesh. Even if, lemaisa, maybe the track record doesn't really establish that there's real pikuach nefesh. What's the idea? The idea is that when people lose, the sense of secure or control over their circumstances, that too is a kind of pikuach nefesh. Because you don't have the reliance There's no mechanism, there's no structure, right, that you can turn to. The second that you are at the whim, the arbitrary whim of others, right, that constitutes a kind of sakana. And that's a situation which is, you know, intolerable and which has to be avoided at all costs. Yeah.
The other part where you like to say that for why mutter is so horrible is that when one dude gives over another to for a nation, it damages the unity of Am Yisrael.
Oh, very good. Could be.
That the whole idea of an Am is that we have this connection that, and we're
if we can't deal with the matter internally, that's a reflection, A, of our own inadequacy, but two, it's a violation of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael.
But if you look at it, think about it, most of these times, the people who they were being voted to were hostile to.
Right. Well, the hostility could just be basis for a merachmin Allah. But I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's also, maybe that would also explain why miyatzrin asarabim is an exception. Right? Not just because it's more chamor, but because you don't deserve the protection of Klal Yisrael when you're attacking Klal Yisrael. Very good. Very, it's a very, very good suggestion. You have it here? Yeah. So, is it... אמין חכם בקסינמן שהשם רואה להם על כפנו מהר כקצם שלא יסבדה לרשוס כל שכן הקבל מהם מינוי לתפוס גנבים בליסטים ושאר רישי הדר למסר להריגה שכל שעוזקן הרי הוא גורם להורג הרבה נפושוס מדין מלכוס This is the כל שכן שלא מדין תורה the כל שמסבים מסוסו שלא מדין תורה זה אחד ממיני מלשינוס והמסירה But again, this is obviously not the whole story, because then it wouldn't apply to a Moser himself, who is subject to Misa. I thought that the first point, before the Bekol Shekain, means that the Meiri is going further, right? Al kol panim, you have to be marchik atzmam shalalis vadei al rashos, and kol shekain l'kabo meyem minui litfos ganavim l'maser lahariga. Okay, one second. K'mosh amru l'echad migdolim, By the way, that works very nicely with what Yitzi just said. Of course, well, Braisa too, about the, you know, Velola Feyakum. But again, it's. The Apapi, his Natsal Azevi, Amar, Kotsamani, Nachalam and Akaram, Kvarishivu, Yavo, Balakaram, Vichala, Espresa. Right, the question is, what is that? Right, that's also part of the. Meaning, that means in general. Or only because of the possibility of Shalali Harbi, Liharig, Nefashos, Bidin Amakos, Shalom Bidin Torah. That's the question. So I think I have two ways to read it. Gim Tomar Sh'afu Menicham, Elim Tehon Bahem, Skyvim Bidin Eisrael.
Are we over?
What?
Seems implied that would be okay.
I'm not so sure, but. Haray over al chukei hamalkos b'tachsisa, the abze also the kumosh amar echad migdaleim, my avid. That's what he said, right? Hurmina demalka, right? My avid hurmina demalka. Achar shekain ein ba'el leisrachik mizu mikiyotzeva leishtano leil bekolkocho kvar yeshivu echamim avicha barach leludkia at barach leasya. I don't know. I'm just saying there are indications. I don't think it proves it one way or another. There are indications of Kana Lakana. Yeah.
If that's what it reads, the Miri is saying that the Miri is discussing not the din of any particular act of Masira, but the question was that you could take as a position. The issue is just setting up the contrast between two guys that you feel in that position. You'll feel the Isra, obviously, to be going there.
Right, I mean, he definitely links it to the general question of Masira, that you can see. But right, I mean, the reason that he may be a little bit more, you're saying, open here...
Because he's accepting that in that position there may be another value of following, of being attached to
the Hashem, or the Dina, that's the other side of it here.
But he's explained those are two studies, but that's why he can't put himself in such position.
Right, and even then, I'm a little bit...
Right, and then he starts off with that comment.
Right. Okay, it's a very good... All your points are I think, constructive. So, to me, you know, I think there are two elements here in the Meiri. Either way, the Meiri is much more reticent than the other Rishonim or than the Sugya Latar seems to be. Okay. Is he there?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll let him do his thing. I'm sorry. I guess Sunday we'll just spend a few minutes on the Zimra. practically, we should Nichnas Adar, right? The guys are so pretty, they want you to come every Thursday. Maybe every day. What? What? The Galgal and Schus all day is not that.
I first worked on it for 20 years. I first worked